It's time for More Bad Radio. How is that different than what this show does all the time? It's Brandon, anybody, and Dawn. Email the show at rad@radradio.com.
That's right. It's Bad Radio because Rob is off getting prepped, getting ready to do a three-hour sports show with the Mixed Pick Sports Show starting at noon. I'm told I have to do this legally. A three-hour sports show.
That is playing in my head.
Every time.
So it has to be said.
Kyle, do you even know what that reference is?
A three-hour tour from the Gilligan's Island.
Yeah!
Is it? I thought it was Love Boat.
Oh. No, it's Gilligan's Island.
I thought it was...
Are you...
Oh, I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm destroying your show already. Sorry.
That actually was me being confused because I actually thought it was a Love Boat. And I just played it off like I was confused.
Is it Love Boat or it is Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, it is.
Was right it? Back and you'll hear a tale, okay, tale of a faithful right. trip.
Okay.
It started on this tropic aboard this time. All right.
Don.
The original thought was correct.
Don, okay. Can you keep it down? Nick's trying to be himself on the radio.
What the hell? Nick, start over.
So Rob and Steve Mickelson from MixPicks.com are going to be hosting a three-hour sports show. It's all about the draft, all 3 hours. So if you are into that kind of thing, I hear it's big. So if you want to listen and follow along, you can do so on 104.7 FM and 890 AM in Sacramento on the Rad Radio Show app, radradio.com, and on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. So during the last segment, we gave away our last pair of Foreigner tickets to see them at the Hard Rock Live on October 18th. And one of those lucky winners is going to be upgraded to a front row seat. Not just one seat. They're going to have two of them because we do give these tickets away
in pairs. Yeah, they don't share one seat. That'd be great. Let's sit on your lap.
Well, depending on who it is. I wouldn't mind having somebody sit on my lap there. Dawn, you get to pick the lucky winner. Pick a good one.
Oh,
good one.
Whoa.
Damn.
That was the shortest drum roll of all time. Man, Rob is really pinching pennies when he's paying the drummer less when I'm doing bad radio.
Kyle and I pull out the names of the losers and announce them on the air and call them losers?
Oh, yeah.
We've never done that. That would be a good idea. All right, so let me do this again because I feel like I got robbed.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And the winner for the front row seats to see Foreigner on October 18th at the Hard Rock.
Seriously?
I was almost done.
Messing with you now.
Totally just cut me off. Let's try this one more time, okay? The front row seats upgrade for the Foreigner tickets to see them at the Hard Rock Live on Friday, October 18th is...
Perfect timing.
Deny. Congratulations, Denai. You are going to be upgraded to the front row seats to see Foreigner. I hope that you have gotten all your vaccines because, you know, when foreigners are in town, you never know.
Oh, goodness.
You're going to be that close to them.
I'm going
to
stop right there because this is borderline, is it prejudice?
No, I don't know.
It's very inappropriate is what I'm being told by the lawyers. They're just, I'm getting this just in. Stop what you're doing and just announce that Denai is the grand prize winner. Front row seat upgrade. So congratulations to Denai. We'll be in contact with you and all the other winners on how you're getting your tickets. Starting on Monday, we're going to be giving away your chance to be qualified to win one of a couple of pairs for premium seats to see Pete Davidson live in concert at the Hard Rock Cafe. I keep saying cafe. Yeah, it's a Hard Rock Live in Sacramento.
That is a hard one to remember because we're so used to Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah. Even though they're kind of all disappearing, which is kind of sad.
Yeah. Oh, you can't get the shirts anymore.
Well, you can still get the shirts.
Oh, you can't.
eBay. No, I don't know.
Or hardrockcafe.com. Yeah. Or maybe even Amazon.com.
Or that. No, pay a premium and go to eBay.
A bid on it with somebody.
Yes.
A shirt that everybody owns.
It's a game. Ooh. You have to win.
Hard Rock Carlsbad. This is just great. Yeah. I actually went down to Hollywood just this last weekend to see a show at the Hollywood Bowl. Amazing time. But we did end up going to a Hard Rock Cafe in L.A., like right there, smack dab on Hollywood Boulevard.
Nice. Yeah.
Saddest place to have a beverage at night. On a Friday night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many choices, right?
I don't know if it was just the night. Like, it just didn't seem to be very happening.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I just don't, it just seemed kind of sad.
Kind of
bummed out people.
So
there,
that's
you know?
A bummer buzz.
Yeah.
Instead of a happy buzz.
So Nick, you mentioned that You have mentioned in the past that you've lived in Hollywood. You worked in Hollywood for a stint of time. Is that your experience with Hollywood Boulevard? Is this kind of like sad? Yeah,
that is very sad. You know, there is the myth of, like, you know, the whole Tinseltown Hollywood, and a lot of Hollywood is very depressing. Like, to me, the Sunset Strip is very depressing.
Yes.
It's a lot of very rundown places. There's a very historic places like Whiskey A Go-Go and all these famous places, and in between all those places is a lot of urban decay, a lot of, like you're saying, a lot of very sad people whose dreams didn't work out, and they're doing other things. I mean, it bummed us out to live there.
Yeah,
that is like, Nick just has so many great stories, period. You can sit down and talk to him for hours, and that is just one that always sticks out, because Nick used to be in theater, for people that don't know, and like, he used to even travel around in a van, right? And,
you know, yeah, for a year I lived in a van.
Yeah, and so when he was in LA for that time, you'd meet up with people maybe you'd known throughout time, and they were still trying to have that dream come true. And I don't know why, but that story, I remember a lot of his stories, but that one, I'm like, God, how sad. And sometimes I think, are they still trying to make it? Right? I mean, if your dream's your dream, right? I mean, I'm not dogging that, but I think when you first get there, you might think it might take a couple years, but then it's like 10 years later, still not happening.
And everyone kind of down there who's trying to get into the business in Southern California clings to the George Clooney story, which is that he had 14 failed pilots.
Whoa.
Before he hit it. In fact, he was actually driving his Winnebago with a friend of his out into the desert to contemplate quitting everything. Like, he was decided he was going to quit.
Wow.
And on the way out to his sojourn, his agent called him and told him he got the gig for ER, which launched his career, which turned into From Dusk Till Dawn, which turned into his big film career. And
yeah, that's great. I mean, you have to just keep pushing. I mean, you just have to stay away from the needle and, you know, all that other stuff that might take you down with that. Yeah.
You do have to, I would imagine, you have to cling to those stories. And then I would imagine, who's the actress? And she's a big actress now, but... And
Melissa McCarthy?
No, not. Well, I don't know this woman's size now, but she became famous much later in life. What is the name? Gosh dang it. And she is someone who's been, and like, if I say the name, we all know her.
Okay.
Oh, who the hell? Maybe. I can't think of her name. I could just almost kind of visualize her.
So like, but Jessica Tandy, like an older person?
No,
or like, Jane Lynch, like from Glee?
No, but I mean, I don't know. When did she become, when did she hit it big? Did she hit it big later in life?
She did seem to hit it later in life.
Yeah,
right?
She did a bunch of bit parts and had good roles in movies because she's talented. But, you know, she was never like huge. Mm-hmm. But I want to see if we can find who you're thinking
about. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, me too. And I almost want to say she was in, but I could be wrong, Misery. Did that
Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates?
Didn't she come to fame later?
She seems like...
Or not, but I know there is one that someone then clinged to. Like, look how long this took her. Right? Like, she was 40 or whatever it was. And so that could keep you going.
And Kathy Bates' first lead role in a movie, I think, was Misery, the Stephen King movie.
Yeah,
and
she 1990.
She was deep into her 30s when that hit.
Well, that's old for Hollywood. But on The Office, the bigger gal, I love her.
Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Yes!
Phyllis
is that? She wasn't even in the industry. She wasn't even an actress. I think she was just someone there that worked on set, and they just thought, let's put you in this role.
Yeah.
And she was older when she started that, so I know I've heard people go, look at her.
Yeah, right? People living on Sunset Boulevard, waiting tables down in Hollywood, really love hearing those kinds of stories.
Right?
Yeah.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.